Hi. Okay, so I am riding home in the car, and I was at IKEA, and then I just was wandering around, and my brain kept going. And I felt so bad and like so guilty that I didn't at least attempt.
As you're recording ahead.
Quiet car. But I didn't even like attempt to try to do the assertive mommy thing with you. And I know that I wasn't like totally in the right headspace, but like the problem is that you fulfilled everything that I asked. And it would have made me sad if you would have left something out or said no. So I feel really bad. But I also recognize that I'm not exactly sure what it is that you want me to do. But I also don't want to type that out in a big long thing. So, and it's silly because I may never get to see you again. Probably because I didn't do that and you're so disappointed that you don't want to see me again. But also I have like an hour left in my drive and I'm thinking about it, so might as well record it. Okay, so I'm curious though how it would work. Because in one scenario, which would be like when you were laying there. So do I just slowly start to touch you? So I would just be like, that's right, baby. Mommy's just going to touch you real soft at first. Relax. Like that kind of a thing. So it would be like, that's right. Be a good boy. Make it hard for mommy. I don't know. And then do I yell at you if you're not doing it fast enough? Maybe I would be like, that's right. Oh, such a good boy letting me touch you. Who are, aren't you? Do you like this? Tell mommy you like it. Oh, that's right. Tell me you want my mouth on it. Tell me you want mommy's mouth around your little cock. That's right. I'm just gonna take it in my mouth now, okay? Yeah. Oh, it's okay. Oh. Oh, do you see that? You're getting bigger for mommy. Aren't you? Yeah. Oh, are you making little dribbles for mommy? Are you? Oh. So good. No. Oh, does it hurt? Oh, does it feel good when I stroke it? Oh, do you like that? Tell me you like it. That's right. Okay, so this is where I get kind of lost. So, are you supposed to want it? Am I coercing you? Like, are you telling me, like, no, you shouldn't do that, or yes, I want you, you know, because I could get really, like, try to be more dominant. Like, I could have went to the closet and got that little spanky thing, and then I could make you stand up. God damn it, car. I could make you stand up in front of me and tell you that I want to see you stroke it for me. That could be kind of fun. That's right. Ooh, stroke it a little bit. Good. I'm going to hit your bottom with this. I want you to keep stroking. Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, that could be fun, right? Or maybe you don't want me to spank you. No. And then do I say be a good boy? Do I say I don't know. Maybe if you help me understand it, I can do better for you. Because you knew exactly what to say on all the things. And you knew how to fuck me just right. God, I'm going to end up touching myself in the car. You did. Maybe I'm not as good for you. I want to make you calm, and I want to make you go crazy. I think I only know how to be, like, soft and nurturing. Like, I would sweet talk you into doing it. But it could be fun to try to be mean to you. I think I might have fun spanking you with that thing. It could be exciting. Alright, I don't know what else to say. But if you give me more on, like, what exactly you want, I would totally attempt to record an audio for you to make up for the fact that I didn't do it in person. Because you asked so nicely, and I was so mean. I didn't do it. I mean, I think that you took it out on my pussy later. Your fist or your fingers. But I was selfish because that's what I wanted. I wanted all the clit slaps. The pussy spanking. God, I want to do everything for you. Like, everything. Like, I feel like if we were together again and you asked me something that I thought was just, like, so wrong, I would do it. Like, in a heartbeat. Like, I just desperately listen to you and look at you, and I just want to please you. Like, I'd want to be the best little girl, and if you were to say, like, do blank, and it was crazy, and I was uncomfortable, I'd just jump at the chance to show you how much I appreciate you. Of course, you did ask me to do something, and I didn't. I guess maybe that's because I had to think for myself, and that made it a little bit harder. But, like, I would do it all for you. Sorry, I'm lost in thought of all the things that I would do for you. The way I'd let you slap me, use me, stretch me, share me. Take me. I really had a lot of fun. I feel very, very lucky to have spent a night with you. And once I get home from this long drive of just sitting and thinking and being horny, I will let you kind of control how much you talk to me, because you have all the obligations. And all the things. And all the life to live. So. Alright. Bye bye.
Pleasure. Look what it is.